was your take on how things started out?
You know, there's some things that we have to improve on. I mean, initially just the third down package, you know, you saw that we worked on third down yesterday. Really some of the scenarios that we had in the game the other night, you know, we were trying to get some things in and work on some coverage things. So we had a good day yesterday to improve what we did the other night.
The perception, Warren, is that the problems on Thursday night were the same problems that you encountered last year. Did you see it that way?
Well, I think it's the beginning of the first preseason game. I think the way we finished, we didn't finish like that. So I think that's, you know, that's where it's a little different. You know, we want to go ahead and start where we finished. You know, there were some good things. There were some things that we need to work on. You know, that's what we're doing.
Jaquan Jarrett, you gave him the start. It looked like he had a rough time.
You know, JJ played hard. He did some good things, and there's some things that we'll correct, you know, with a tackle circuit, you know, on angles and understanding where your leverage is. And, you know, the way we want to tackle is we want to run through everything, but there will be some things that we'll correct, and he'll be okay.
He spent the whole offseason, you know, working on stuff. Was it disappointing that he couldn't, you know, do it the right way in the first preseason?
Well, it's not couldn't, Les. You know, really, he's had a good camp. You know, he's improved. You know, he got out there and started. And there were some good things, and there's some things, again, that we got to continue to work on. But you can't take away the training camp that he's had.
How do you like what you've seen out of Boykin? I know he looked good in the return game, but how's he progressing?
You know, Brandon's a good athlete. He's smart. He's tough. And he's coming along. You know, he understands the system. And really, there's some good competition going on.
How do you fix poor tackles? Well, a player, either a good tackler or a
player. You know, I think the thing is, just like we started last year, Zach, is, you know, that's why we do a tackles circuit. I think you're out here to watch that. And what it is, it's a muscle memory thing. You know, there's technique to it. And if you do it over and over and over, it's going to happen. That's the thing that you count on. That's why we do it. That's why the first thing that we do in practice.
Are you seeing that, though? Are you seeing the improvement? And there are some guys, it's the first preseason game.
Right.
There's carryover from last year. And that's what I asked before.
Right. I think the thing is that, you know, they hadn't played in, you know, I mean, I'm not sure how many months it is, you know, but so it's really it's the beginning. And really the key here is that by the first game of the season, that those things are not happening. That's why we're working every day. You saw that we came back out and had a really pretty hard practice yesterday, and we started tackling. And, it, you know, football is a muscle memory game. You do it over and over again, and then you get it.
You talked about starting the way you finished last year. One of the things that I thought really improved during the season last year was the defensive line with the wide nine not being so focused on the quarterback that running backs just took off and offensive linemen hit the linebackers 10 yards downfield. Right. It seemed like you went backwards on that Thursday night, that you were back to where the defensive linemen were just, you know, firing off.
No, Les, I think really we're ahead of schedule in that part. I think we had, you know, we had a draw, and then the other big run was a blitz. Mm-hmm. You know, that we had mental on, but really fundamentally when we played straight up, they did a pretty good job taking care of the gaps and reacting. They've been working hard, and we're farther ahead at this point right now than we were last year.
Juan, when it comes to preseason games, how do you balance performance, not showing too much defensively, and then just evaluating guys?
Well, I think it's hard because what we want to do, we wanted to work on certain coverages and certain fundamentals in that game. And then you have practice. I think you guys were here yesterday for 3rd and 7 to 10, and it was a little different. You were practicing a different phase, and it's hard to really show everything that you're going to do during the season. So it's a tough thing. But right now, we just want to practice the fundamentals, understand the concepts of 2 deep, 3 deep, 4 deep, and that's what we're trying to get done.
So from your perspective, what's the most important part of the preseason games for you?
Well, you know, the fundamentals part, which is what we need to improve on. And part of that is the tackling, you know, the third down. You know, you get teams in third and long, you know, you have to come through. That's why we worked on that yesterday. It was a very important day, and, you know, we had a good practice with that.
When you looked at the film, who impressed you? Who did you think played well?
Well, you know, I think a couple of, you know, Phillip Hunt played well. You know, you saw the defensive line. The nice thing about the defensive line is they were getting off the ball, but, you know, what they were doing is as they were rushing, they really did a pretty decent job of playing the run also. You know, I think they played well. I think our linebackers played decent. You know, I think with some of the things they saw, we had a couple a couple plays there that, you know, you like to have back, but we'll get better.
How comfortable is O.J. Atagwe right now, do you think, with the defense?
Well, you know, I think the thing with O.J. is experience. And really, two deep is two deep, three deep is three deep, four deep is four deep. Doesn't matter where you're at. It's just really just the language, the vocabulary, you know, just having to learn. But really, you know, we call 2D probably the same way everybody else calls 2D. We call it 2, you know, and 3D, we call it 3. So I think in that part, his experience has really helped him.
In practice last 3 there were quite a few red zone periods. In the red zone play, the third down there, what did you see as the breakdown?
Well, you know, I got to do a better job with that, with coaching. You know, there was, you know, we had, you know, I didn't do a very good job with that. We're going to work on red zone today. You know, that should be covered. You know?
Thursday was D'Amico Ryan's first game as an Eagle. What did you see out of him?
Well, you know, leadership, you know, composure, being able to get the guys lined up, put them in the right place. And that, you know, those were the things that we were looking for.
One, you may have been asked this earlier, but what were your impressions of Vinny Curry on Thursday night?
You know what Vinny did is he turned it loose. I think, you know, our young kids, you know, it's really hard, you know, talking to them, you know, they put a lot of pressure on themselves because that's what kind of guys they are. And I think if all of them, I think, you know, you can go right down the line with all the young guys is if they just have fun and do what they did in college, that's why they're here. And I think that's what Vinny did, you know. Coach Wash talked to him, and Vinny just kind of relaxed and turned it loose and just played hard. And in time, what will happen, again, like I said, it's a muscle memory game. In time, what happens is just going through all the drills, you know, he'll end up doing the things that Wash wants done correctly.
He seemed to do a good job of playing the run off, you know, I mean, getting to the run on the way to the quarterback
right.
A couple of times.
No, and, you know, that's the way, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's rush. You know, Wash talks about rush, crush, and close. So it's not just rush. You know, the crush part of it means that when somebody blocks you, now you crush them, you squeeze them. You know, if nobody blocks you, then you close. So it's not like you're on all the way to, you keep running to the quarterback.
Is Phil Punt at the point now where he's in the mix for, you know, the top rotation?
Pardon me, Zach, I didn't hear.
Phil Punt, is he at the point now where he's in the mix for the top rotation at the end?
I think what you see is that you have 8 guys that play, and sometimes really 9 if they're suited up. So it's a continual. There's not really a 1 starting group. I mean, there's really 8 guys that start, and really 9. If 9 are suited up, all 9 are going to play. They all, you know, they all get to see work. I mean, there's a certain rotation, and that's part of the reason why they can go that hard.
Michael Kendricks, how would you evaluate this play so far? I know you haven't played some nickel packages.
You know, I mean, Michael, man, he's relentless, man. And you saw some of the big play abilities, you know. Again, it's hard for the young guys because really, we're really not game planning, you know. We just, you know, the day before we say, okay, here's Pittsburgh and here's what we're going to do. We're just going to do these coverages. So, you know, especially for young guys like that, it's tough. But he came through and he made some big plays, which is what he's capable of doing.
What kind of adjustments do you think you'll make going into the next game?
Well, you know, again, you know, every week what you're doing is you're working on a different phase of your package. You know, there are certain things that we were working on last week. You know, next week we'll work on certain other things. And then, you know, without trying to show everybody what you're going to do, you know, it's part of that. I think you see it in practice. Some of the things that, you know, we had a good third down thing. Those are some of the things that we will do during the season. But, you know, we'll add a little something here to work on, and we'll keep doing that throughout the preseason. But really, not so much the game, more practice.
Are Kendricks and Ryan's the first team nickel linebackers right now?
Yeah, there's still some competition going on. You know, there's a lot of good athletes, and we have a lot of good linebackers. So what we're trying to do is just trying to mix and match and see what's the best combination because we have some good athletes at that position.
The sentiment from the players was that it's too premature to form any evaluations after the first preseason game. At what point can fans look at the defense and say this is what we'll see during the season?
Well, you know what? The preseason is preseason. I think, you know, where it starts is game one. And that's when it has to be ready to go. It's not really, you know, what you do in the preseason because people have played real well in the preseason, not played well during the regular season. You know, I think the important thing to do to understand here is it's what we're doing in practice. All these things are a combination and the game. You know, that's the key. You know, the preparation and the hard work during practice is the key that's going to get us ready for the first game.
Hey, Juan, the week 3 preseason opponents the same as the regular season opener, and that's usually the one where you kind of do the most and play the guys the most. So do you have to kind of adjust what you guys are doing, maybe do a little bit more in game two because of that circumstance?
Well, that's tough. But, again, you know, the thing about playing, it's Pittsburgh was the same way, you know. We're going to play Pittsburgh pretty early. And I think the things that you have to do there is you work on the fundamental. You work on your 2-deep, 3-deep, and 4-deep. And you just work on your the fundamentals of those coverages. You know, the thing is, in games, you're going to mix and match, and you're going to do some other things that are a little different, but at least it does allow you to work on the fundamental part of your scheme.